This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Iranian voters have elected Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, mayor of Tehran, in a divisive presidential runoff. He defeated Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, a cleric and wealthy businessman. The vote marks a huge victory for Iran's conservative theocracy. Joining us now from Tehran is NPR's Ivan Watson, who's been following the election. Ivan, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.
And of all the projections that were made, I don't recall hearing this one before the election, this resounding, emphatic victory. What do people make of it?
People here are stunned. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, Mr. Ahmadinejad was polling single digits in pre-election surveys. He inched ahead to get second place in last week's first round of elections. And yesterday, suddenly, he swept the vote with 60% of the national vote. People don't really know who this man is, even though he spent 2 years as the mayor of Tehran. That's pretty much the extent of his career in politics. Prior to that, he was a former officer in the Revolutionary Guard, a member of the Basiji state-sponsored morals militia. And consequently, opposition candidates and the Interior Ministry have accused these groups and the ultra-conservative clerics on the Guardian Council of manipulating the vote in favor of Ahmadinejad.
Well, what kind of reaction are you hearing from Iranians with whom you've spoken? In enthusiasm, skepticism?
It really varies, Scott, depending to class lines. I had lunch today at a small working class, you could call it a diner, where the cook said she was very happy. She said that Ahmadinejad didn't speak to the people as if from an ivory tower. He spoke like the people, mingled with the people, and she predicted he would not steal from the people, like, she said, the man who was defeated last night, Hashimi Rafsanjani, who's a former president. But at Tehran University, I heard very different responses. For instance, an Iranian French professor just outright said, "I'm depressed. All the reforms and progress we've made over the last 8 years, they're going to be rolled backwards. We're going back to the dark ages." And he added that President Bush was right. This was not a real fair democratic election. And you're already hearing very grim jokes from some white-collar Iranians, university students, women smoking what they called their last cigarettes. They said this would be prohibited in the future. And Iranian journalists last night, as the results were coming in, they began taking what they called their last co-ed group photo, joking that men and women would soon be segregated again.
And a hardening foreseen in U.S.-Iranian relations?
Well, in his speech today, Ahmadinejad said, "Our main goal is to create an Islamic, exemplary, advanced, and powerful nation." He has said that repairing ties with America and the West is not the solution to Iran's problems. Analysts are predicting a much tougher line on future negotiations over Iran's nuclear program.
And NPR's Ivan Watson in Tehran. Thank you.
You're welcome, Scott.